We have been actually having serious concerns about the CPA implementation. Now the parliament is going to be open. They are discussing laws that needs to be repealed, especially the security law that they have actually passed unilaterally in the council of ministers without the support of the SPLM. And some of the laws that are restricting the freedom of press and freedom of individuals in the country. So now we are saying it is very important for this parliament to discuss the followings. One is the laws that are actually meant for democratic transformation in the country. It is very important to discuss the media law, the security law, and all the laws that needs to be enacted before the election next year. The second one is the referenda law, the referendum for the South and RBA, and the popular consultation. These laws are very important for us to have a referendum in 2011 January, and even for the popular consultation to be carried out by the elected parliament of the two states in Southern Kordofan and Southern Blue Nile. And the third one is the budget, discussion of budget. These are the agenda that we are proposing in the current parliament to discuss. But of course, the National Congress Party are actually proposing different ideas, saying that we need to actually discuss the speech of the president, the agreements that have been signed by the ministers here and there. These are irrelevant. We need to discuss the issues that are actually connected with the CPA, and it is very important. But you can see the reluctancy of the National Congress Party. They are not really interested in actually moving forward with the implementation of the CPA. They are obstructing. They are actually becoming stagnant. And it is actually very difficult for us to move forward. That's why we are saying that the world and the international community needs to start putting serious pressure on the National Congress Party to implement the CPA, because we have only 1 year left now for the CPA to come to an end. It is actually for all of us in Sudan, and also the international community, to see into it that the CPA is implemented.
There's a suggestion that since you are ruling in conjunction with the NCP, why wouldn't you come out with a unanimous point of discussion in the implementation process? And why should the NCP only be singled out for more pressure to implement the CPA?
Peter, you need to also know that in the formula, the CPA formula, we are only 28% in the National Assembly and also in the ministers and the Council of Ministers. So National Congress Party, they are 52. They have the mechanical majority to pass any law that they want in the Council of Ministers. So yes, we are a junior partner in this government, and our voices can be heard if the other side is actually interested in discussing with us, and we can reach a consensus. But they are not interested in this. They are actually interested in actually passing laws using their mechanical majority in the parliament and also in the council of ministers. That's why we are saying it is very important for us, the two parties and other political parties, to discuss and reach a consensus instead of actually bulldozing it in the parliament and also in the council of ministers. Because definitely we are not going to accept this, and we are going to march out of the parliament if this is how they are going to use this current parliament to pass the laws. And also we are going to call on our supporters to actually go and demonstrate and make their voices heard on the street.
When do you think you will make that call to ensure that if all those points that you are raising concerning the CPA is rebuffed by the NCP, then you will go ahead? Because some of the NCP supporters have said that Khartoum has promised to fully implement the CPA, and they are committed in doing so even 1 year ahead of its expiration. What do you say to that?
Promising is one thing, but acting is another thing. So we are actually looking on actions, not promising. And they should continue to act. They have been promising. And this promising, we are actually sick and tired of it. They need to act, and we need to act. The people of Sudan cannot wait for us keeping each other, in the bay. So we need to move to really implement the CPA so that people can actually make their voices heard in 2010 during the national election. And we need to also make sure that the people of Southern Sudan are going to vote in 2011. Because, Peter, for your information, if referendum is going to be moved for only 2 hours or 1 hour, the people of Southern Sudan will not wait. And they will actually be impatient. And this can actually lead into catastrophe. And that's what we don't want. It is actually for our interest and the interest of the international community to make sure that this dark phase is not going to caught us by surprise. We need to make sure that there is a serious, you know, democratic transformation in the country so that the people of Southern Sudan will exercise their rights of self-determination in a democratic society, not, you know, the current system that we are witnessing, which is actually intimidating, terrorizing, and putting a lot of obstacles to the expression of people's rights and freedom.
There's also a saying that since the U.S. is heavily involved and there are some targeted sanctions from the U.S. on the NCP, what more can the international community do than to see both sides, both North and South, sitting down to trash out issues concerning the full implementation of the CPA?
The initiative of General Gresham is very good, and we really appreciate that. In the SPLM, we are supporting this process. What we are saying is that the NCP should not actually use this process to renegotiate the CPA. And what we are saying also is for General Gresham to involve the IGAD countries, those who witnessed and actually sponsored the CPA negotiation in Naivasha, Kenya, and the IGAD Partners Forum, the Friends of IGAD, especially TRICA countries. So when they are actually involved in implementing the CPA, then we will be able to move in the right direction. So the international community should actually put more pressure by having those who witness the CPA get involved now in the final phase. That's what we are saying. That has to be not only sanction, because sanction is one thing, but holding people accountable to what they actually committed themselves to do is very important. For us, the CPA is what we have committed ourselves to, and anybody who is actually backtracking on this should be held accountable. And this is what we are saying. We need to have all the world bodies focusing on the final phase of the CPA, and anybody who is actually going to violate the final phase of the CPA should be held accountable, not only sanctioned, but more measures to be done.